102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. So there's these dominatrix ladies who have figured out how to make like a lot of extra money on the side besides doing the dominatrix stuff.
Hold on a second. They were doing porn and dominatrix and now something else?
They say these two ladies, Mistress Madeline and Mistress Lorelei Lee, they say they are established figures in the adult entertainment industry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they do porn.
So they made one of them, were the Mistress Lee, she made $84,000 from one Australian guy. And all they're essentially doing is degrading them over Twitter. And they've pretty much filed money into their bank account to be berated like this. Now one of the girls makes over $200,000 a year.
Not even physical contact? This is just over Twitter?
Right. They rarely meet their clients in person.
This is what it says.
And one guy paid her how much?
$84,000.
There's one, this girl calls herself Pay to Obey Me. It says, "Dear whore, you are pathetic and obsessed with me. Spend more at George Fister." Fister. So she calls him out the whole thing.
Did you catch that, Ted?
Yeah, I did.
Fister.
That's great.
"Booking my summer vacation soon, and I have one pig in mind, and I want him to pay for it all. You know who you are, at George Fister."
Wow.
So they keep doing this, and I guess these guys have what they call FU money, and they're just looking to get a piece of his money. They're trying to separate a man from his money, right?
So, right, but there's no... Listen, the dominatrix thing, I understand. You go, and there's physical contact, and there's like just guys that want to be dominated. I get that.
Right.
But this is just done on social media? They just call me names?
Isn't it a continuation of the domination type thing? She's
no,
in charge?
No, because with the domination thing, at least there's at least there's physical contact. At least there is, you're in the same room together, there's pain, and there's some people get off on that. That I get. But you're telling me they're paying extra just to be made fun of on Twitter and just funnel money, and that makes no sense to me.
This Pay to Obey Me girl is good. Listen to what she says. "Who's hanging my new 55-inch TV for the bedroom? I'll even let you pay me for the privilege. Hashtag life's good when whore obeys." She's got this guy, I guess, doing all this stuff. And that's how one of them made $200,000 is this kind of stuff.
So
buy me
one
coffee
made,
or buy me a gift card, like that kind
of
stuff.
One made $200,000, one made $84,000 extra on top of everything else they do just for making fun of some dudes?
Well, that was $84,000 from one guy, but this particular woman whose tweets we just read is making over $200,000 a year from just this alone.
Hmm.
Jesus Christ.
It's all over the place. You know that the new show Billions on Showtime?
I keep hearing about it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good. There's only three episodes in. You could totally catch up. But in the first episode, Paul Giamatti's one of the two stars, besides Damian Lewis. His wife and him have this dominatrix type dominant relationship. Every once in a while in the show, all of a sudden he's laying in bed. He's this U.S. attorney. All of a sudden he's laying in bed, gagging his mouth. He's tied to each side of the bed.
Right.
And something's going on. And the whole Billions in the first episode starts with her putting out a cigarette on his chest.
Yeah, see, that I get. That I understand.
That's why you're a sicko.
Right. That I understand.
That makes sense. I don't understand. Just obeying tweets.
I just don't
that's
get
sick.
So let me get this straight. You're going to yell at me on Twitter and I got to send you a check? And that I don't understand.